Dr. Curran said, my name is Rusty Mitch. I'm with FMC Corporation. I wanted to give you a little bit of an update on the results that we've seen this past year with carb bean, specifically on cotton aphid as well as plant bug, and I will touch a little bit on thrips. I had a gentleman one time ask me the easiest way to move a piano, and his response was with the checkbook. So I'm going to tell you that because now that I have moved in the last couple of years from development to more so tech support, the easiest way for me to generate data is with a checkbook. So a lot of the data that you're going to see, practically all of the data that you're going to see today, were generated by many of you out there. I certainly do appreciate that, and I certainly will attempt to give you the credit where credit is due. As I said, I'm going to give you a quick background on what carbene is, just briefly, because many of you probably are aware of that. Show you some field results for aphids, tarnished black bugs, and a little bit on thrips, which I will emphasize is not on the label right now. Not sure what direction we're going with that. And then kind of where we want to position ourselves from the utility of planicament of carbene for pest management control in cotton. Carbene is effective and selective on aphid and ligus. Got a short PHI of 30 days. Has a 12-hour reentry period. Mode of action, which is key. It's got a different mode of action and is therefore very beneficial from the standpoint of managing for insect resistance. I'll touch on that real quickly in just a little bit. We've not had any problem with the formulation, that 50% WG formulation, and has minimal impact on beneficial insects, which can be beneficial for the pre-blooming application time period for cotton. Active ingredient is flunicamid. Pyridine carboxamide class of chemistry. IRAC rates it as a grouping 9C, which is a selective feeding blocker. Dr. Bagwell touched on that. I'll touch on it again, emphasizing the fact that it is slow acting from the standpoint of inability for that insect to feed. That occurs within about 1 hour, but then you've got to go through the, and it is a pain from a tech support specialist having to deal with consultants and whatnot, having to deal with the fact that it's going to take 3, 4, 5 days for that level of control to occur. And again, I appreciate Dr. Bagwell mentioning the fact on his plant bug data. And we see that quite a lot, especially this past year with the use that we had on plant bugs, having to literally hold hands with consultants. They coming back in and saying within 4 days, it's not working. We're trying to put them off to, I will get to see you with that field, in that field by 6 days. Inevitably, you get there, and it's where they're gone. I don't know where they went. It looks a lot better than it did, I understand. So it's a scenario we have to deal with. Recommended rates on the label, many of you are aware of, for aphids is 1.4 to 2.8 ounces per acre. For our ligus species, cotton flea hopper, it is 1.7 to 2.8 ounces per acre. The label does specify not to apply more than 3 applications per season at that 2.8 ounce rate, not to exceed 8.4 ounces per acre. Much of that is, again, limited to our position of wanting to utilize this product in a rotational type scenario with other classes of chemistry out there for plant bug and for aphid control and minimize any overuse. Field efficacy data. This is a slide that we have been accumulating over the last 5 years now, looking at its efficacy on, let's see where they are here, great. Our efficacy against aphid, this is carbene at 1.7 ounces, and the 2 ounce rate. These bars, the green, red, and blue bars, indicate 2 to 3 days after treatment versus a 5 to 7 day after treatment and a 10 to 14. We tend to, regardless of rate, see that little bit of lag time in control between that early evaluation and the 6 to 7 day evaluation. A slight increase in efficacy between the two. Comparable to that of Centric and Intruder, slightly better than that of Trimax. But this is more of a summary of some 30 trials at this point in time. We are still continuing to see good activity against aphids. More specifically, Dr. Curran had one trial up there in Texas this year, looking at carbene at 1.5 ounces in the green bar, very comparable to that of Intruder, Centric, and Trimax. Good activity from aphids from that standpoint at 3 days after treatment. Dr. Catchout had a trial. This is 3 days after one application, 6 days after a second application. Again, 2 ounces of carbene in the green bar, comparable to that of Intruder. 1.1 ounces, Centric at 2 ounces, or Trimex Pro at that 1.8 ounce rate. So still seeing good activity out of aphids this year, no problem there. I've got to catch y'all also had, and I've got a couple of slides here against plant bugs. This is one carbine at 2 rates at that 1.7 ounce rate, which is a low end of our rate range. And the orange bar is going to be 2.8 ounces of carbine compared to 2 ounces of Centric, that 1.8 ounce rate of Trimax Pro, high rate of intruder, orthene at a pound, and Vidate. Again, 4 days after treatment, comparable to those, not quite as active as that three, as that 1 pound of orthene. But again, it's early when you jump into to 6 days after treatment. However, this is the second application. We have good activity. Continue to have good activity. In a second trial that he had, again, 5 days after treatment, and this is going to be the high rate of carbine, 2.8 ounces, comparable to that of Centric at the high rate, Trimax Pro, Bidrin at 8 ounces, orthene. 5 days after treatment looks good. 6 days after the application of the second application, still showing good activity on plant bugs. Did want to mention that we are seeing, again, continue to see good activity against cotton flea hopper. This occurs at lower rates. We've seen for the last several years that cotton flea hopper tends to be a little bit more active than it is against Lygus, against tarnished plant bug, which tends to be a little more active than it is against the Hesperus species that's going to occur out there in Arizona and California. But in this particular data set from Oklahoma, from Dr. Banks, we've got carbine at the 1.4 ounce rate, looking quite comparable to that of the other neonicotinoids. And then that also represents itself in square retention at 13 days after treatment, not any difference between the treatments and the untreated. And then Dr. Kearns had a trial again this past year. This is 3 days after one application, no significant difference. 7 days after the second application, carbine at 1.7, providing control comparable to that of Centric to intruder, Trimax, and orthane. So good activity there. One thing that I wanted to touch on just real quickly is thrips. We do not have thrips registered. They are not on the label, but there's been some interest. FMC tested that back in 2002, 2003, and we really did not get any positive activity out of it. And I have said all along, we've not got any activity on thrips. It's been interesting that some of the cohorts out there in the university system have been looking at this, and I'll show you some data and just kind of let it go as to the fact that FMC is aware of that. I'm not sure what direction we want to go. This is a trial that Dr. Leonard did in 2006. This was carbine at 8/10 of an ounce, 1.2 and 1.6 ounces here in the green, orange, and I guess olive colored bar there. You saw it 3 days after treatment, although it's not quite as good as the Bidrin or even the Centric, but at 3 days after treatment, we've got some activity compared to the untreated, even at the higher rate specifically. And again, we saw that at 7 days after. Dr. Lorenz did a trial this past year. Here we have carbine at 1.1 ounces in the green bar. About 3 days after the second application in this case, and even 7 days after, it looks comparable to the organophosphates and even to better than that of Centric. So this is number of thrips per 10 plants. Looks like we've got some activity there. Dr. Stewart in Tennessee conducted a trial. 4 days after one application, possibly it may have been too early, and we're seeing the same scenario where we're not getting the kill, but the feeding isn't occurring. About 3 days after the second application, looks like we've got some activity. Then Dr. Leonard conducted a trial in 2007. Again, 3 days after one application, appears to be some activity there. Not quite as good as that of orthene or intruder. By 7 days after that application, there is some significant difference with the untreated check. And then by 3 days after the second application, looks like some activity. And then Angus throws this one up. Dr. Ketchell had a trial. 2 days after application, it looks pretty good. You go to 6 days after application, and here it is, carbine at 1.4 ounces, which is the highest rate that you've probably seen up to this point in the data set. It didn't look like it worked. So, and then I did not have Dr. Gore's data, but he presented data as well that indicates there's some activity to it. So I'm not sure where we're going there. I did just want to address this to let you know that FMC is aware that there is some activity on thrips. I don't know what direction we're going. And again, from my standpoint, I'm not sure if that's the direction that I want to go, and I'll tell you why just real quickly. our position with carbine continues to be, again, it is a different mode of action. It's going to fit quite well early season. You're in a scenario, Dr. Gore has already indicated that with the seed treatments that are occurring out there, a lot of the neonicotinoids that are used as a seed treatment, on many of those labels, there is that 45-day blank period. You're not going to go in, you're not going to go in with a neonic behind another neonic. It's an opportunity for flunigamid to be in that particular scenario, breaking that that class of chemistry up. That's the position we feel like we need to be with. Again, we're only limited to three applications. I do not actually, although we have seen some good results, especially with plant bugs, going with a back-to-back application. I'm not sure if I'm quite there in wanting to recommend any back-to-back application of classes of chemistry against plant bugs and or aphids if we can avoid it. But that's the position we're at right now. Again, if we were to go with thrips, I'm not sure if I want an application of carbine going out that early. The utilization of an application of carbine is only going to give you sub-level of control. We've got many other products that are probably much more effective. Another benefit of carbine during this time period is going to be the fact that it is easy on beneficials. You're not disrupting those beneficial populations. So we're playing the game in there from the standpoint of aphids that tend to be more of a problem early season, especially from some of the results that we've heard this morning, and especially from some of the results that were heard from the standpoint of Dr. Leonard's paper this morning regarding concerns over tolerance and whatnot. And then we've also got a fit for it late in season as we're trying to rotate classes of chemistry for some late season plant bug control, and we want to go in and tank mix with some of the other products. In conclusion then, carbine continues to provide excellent control of plant bugs, cotton flea hoppers, and aphids. Can be applied early season for building populations. Does not disrupt your early season beneficial pest populations. Can, and we feel like, needs to be rotated with other classes of chemistry to manage for resistance, not only in plant bugs, but aphids as well. Has been shown to be readily able to mix with other insecticides. Formulation has been real effective and can be applied by ground, air, or chemigation. Again, I want to acknowledge many of the university personnel that basically generate the data for me in this scenario. And with that, if you've got any time, maybe just one question if you have any. I appreciate the opportunity to be here this morning. Question? I'll be here for the next couple of hours anyway, so if you have anything, I'd be glad to talk with you. Thank you very much. Thank you, David.